life pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 4 area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
It's time for game two of our doubleheader on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's take you back courtside with the voice of Bomber basketball, Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Audrey, and good evening once again as we're coming back to you from the Panther Activity Center, the PAC they call it, here on the campus of Siloam Springs High School. And following Mountain Home's girls 52-47 loss, hopefully the boys will have better luck tonight. We welcome you into the Bombers pregame show as Mountain Home's getting ready to play the Panthers side of Siloam Springs. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 9-7 on the season. The Bombers ended up finishing in third place, just like their female counterparts, in the Ultimate Auto Group basketball tournament last week. They pretty much had their way with Paragould in that third place game last week. 72-45, the final score there. As for Siloam Springs, they're currently 8-6 on the year. The Panthers finished as runners-up in the Gravit Christmas Tournament last week, losing the championship game to Holland Hill, I think, or is it Holland Hall, that is, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Brad Coleman joined me back on the broadcast position. And this is a team with a defense that not many teams run. It's a 3-2.
It's a 3-2, and I remember last year when Siloam Springs came to the hangar in Mountain Home, I mean, our boys had a lot of trouble with a 3-2, and I think it was the first time we'd seen it. And, I mean, we just passed the ball around, never got good shots when we did. They try to make you take deep threes. You know, one thing that you can do to exploit it, though, if you can drive around that top guy of that 3-2, and we say 3-2, there'll be three guys up, about free throw line extended out into the 3 points, and two guys down the post. If you can drive around that top guy and crash from the outside, you have numbers against those two bottom guys. And look to see Mountain Home try to do that, or if they drive past it, flow in behind them for the top of the key wide open three.
We're going to take a break, come back, and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Siloam Springs in this boys matchup. This is the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers pregame show as Mount Tom's getting ready to play Siloam Springs. Take a look at the starting lineups for the Bombers in their road blues, coached by Josh Fultra. They'll be going with two seniors, Kai Bickford and Hagen Robb. They'll be joined by two juniors, McGee Harris and Braden Dewey. And rounding out the starting lineup is Ryder McClain, a sophomore. Siloam Springs in their home lights, coached by Tim Stewart. They'll be going with four seniors, Dalton Newman at 6'4", Nate Vachon at 6'5". Both Levi Fox and Jackson Spence standing at 6'1". And running out the starting lineup is Nathan Hawbaker, a 6-foot junior. Well, that's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll take a one-minute break, come back, and get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Salem Springs coming up next. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto.